I began thinking about this topic last week. Of course, we have another hurricane coming, but Hurricane Harvey came through. Devastation that I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what they're going to have to come, go through with the floods and cleaning up, getting their homes back in order. And I was watching TV that morning and a mayor came home in the city and I can't recall the city. I said, how are you keeping your people going? How are you keep going? How can you keep a good attitude? He said, God is good and we're blessed. You know, and I heard that and I got to thinking, I hope I would have that same attitude in those times of need. Cause sometimes, we fail to look at all the blessings and thanksgiving that we have from God. So this morning we're going to spend a little time looking at the thankful attitude that we need to have toward God and be thankful to Him for all the blessings. Sometimes in life we live in a fast-paced world now and we get caught up in going and trying to do this and doing task and task and task and to be successful and we forget to look and understand and remember that God did bless us with everything we have. So this morning we're going to talk about an attitude of thankfulness. There we go. We're going to begin with an example of unthankfulness. We read in Luke 17:11-9, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There he met 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They were lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that they went and they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and voice glorified God. He fell down on his face at the feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But there, where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise and go away, thy faith hath made thee whole. 10 lepers cried out, seeking mercy on them. They were shown mercy and cleansed of their disease. We may look for God to meet us with mercy when we are found in a way of obedience. Only one of those who were healed returned to give thanks. It becomes us, like him, to be very humble in thanksgiving as well as in our prayers. Christ noticed the one who thus distinguished himself. He was a Samaritan. The others only got the outward cure. He alone got the spiritual blessing. When I think of leprosy, it's not prevalent in the United States. And to be honest, I knew it was bad. And I knew if you're a leper, you were kind of isolated and outcast. But I really have never looked at it. So I was trying to understand why only one came to thank God. And I looked it up, and leprosy is a disease mainly caused by the bacterium Mycobacterium lepra, hope I pronounced that right, which causes damage to the skin and the peripheral nervous system. The disease results in skin lesions and deformities, most often affecting the eyes, nose, earlobes, hands, and feet. The skin lesions and deformities can be very disfiguring and are the reason infected individuals historically were considered outcasts in many cultures. I've got a picture of the hands. This is what leprosy does to the hands. This is what it to the feet. And if you look at a face, it disfigures a face. I didn't want to put anybody's face up here to show that, to prove. But it's a bad disease, yet only one was thankful. One was thankful when he was cured. I think with the leprosy, the isolation that they had to feel because they were isolated from the rest and what people would say about them, and nobody wanted to be around them. Isolation is terrible. You know, at school, we isolate kids that are misbehaving as a punishment. So they had to live in isolation, yet only one came and gave thanks to Jesus for his healing. The faith that the healed Samaritan went deeper than just his physical healing. And I've got one more question, and I'm not going to make a lot of, have you ever helped somebody that didn't give thanks? This is another lesson and example. Jesus, he noticed, but he still helped others. We need to continue to help others. I don't want you to see that, but how did it make you feel when you didn't give thanks, when you received help from someone? We also read, not being thankful is a characteristic of the wicked. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that ye in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection to truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know, in biblical times, just like today, there are times of peril, and the corruptions are evident within society. When every man is eager for what he can get and anxious to keep what he has, this makes us dangerous to one another. Men that do not fear God will not regard man. And when I look at and read this list, I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to be around some of these people. That's bad. But if you look in there, being unthankful is in the list. So we need to remember that unthankful is included in this list of wickedness, and focus on the good that we have. You know, sometimes I go along and I answer questions, I make statements, and I say things, and I don't truly listen to myself sometimes. You know, I tend to get negative, not positive, maybe not thankful enough. And we all need to check ourselves and make sure when things aren't going right and we're down and out and we just can't get out of it, maybe we need to look at the positives. We need to get rid of the negative in our mind and the unthankfulness that we have in our mind. Become grateful and think and feel blessed. If we get rid of those old thoughts, we need to replace them with good thoughts. And I'm guilty of that. Again, most of the lessons I put together are things I have issues with, but I can tend to be unthankful. But we need to replace the negative and unthankfulness with positive and being grateful to what we have. We read in Romans 1:18-23, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which be made known to God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him, the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being understood that things that are made from his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they know God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations and foolish in their heart, and their heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, into the birds and four-footed beasts and the creeping things." You know, when people depart from godliness and righteousness, they bury the thought that God is our creator and deserves the worship and praise that he does. People, many profess to be wise, but they're fools because they do not follow God's will. I wonder how many in the world will fall into this category today. How many have turned their backs on God when they know God? You know, when I was a kid, I was probably pretty good when I did something wrong trying to justify why I did it. And there wasn't really a justification, and I tried to suppress the thought of it and just push it back. It'll go away. It'll go away. You know what? It never went away. And I think when we suppress that, we trick ourselves, and you suppress, depart from godliness and righteousness and try to bury the thought that he deserves worship, our hearts become darkened. And then that is when we're in a bad state in our spiritual life. We read that God is our creator, Acts 17:22-28. "And Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious, for I passed by and behold your devotions. I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that the Lord of heaven and earth dwelleth not in the temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, and as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life, breath, and all things. And hath made of one blood of all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far away from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also as your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. God created one man, Adam, and his descendants multiplied and created the nations. God designed their course that they should seek the Lord, and we should seek the Lord. Our course should be the same. God is not far away from him, and we can have fellowship with him. As Christians, we should be grateful to our Creator, because in him we live, move, and have our very being. We need to be grateful to God. We're reading Job 33 and 4, and the Spirit God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. In Genesis, we read that Lord God formed man from a dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God is our Creator, and he gave us the breath of life. You know, when I think about the breath of life, I think about when Langston and Kenan were born, that first cry out of the mother's womb, the breath they took in. And then you go back to God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils. And how joyful the sound that cry was at that time, and to know that they were okay. I have to say this, the next month I'll be the lesson on trials of being a parent, but that first breath of life that they took outside the mother's womb, I can't think of anything but that, and how much of a blessing that was to me. We also read we should give thanks. Colossians 3 and 17. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and by the Father by him. Paul sums up how Christians should live. We should commit everything we do and say to Jesus and give thanks to God for all of his good gifts. Thanksgiving to God helps make us agreeable to all men. The gospel is the word of Christ. Many have the word but do not act in service to God. The word has no power over them in this case. Our souls prosper when we are full of the Scripture and the grace of Christ. We also read in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thankfulness should characterize a Christian's life in every circumstance. Not thanks for everything, but thanks in everything. Nothing proves more powerful with our walk with God than continuous thankfulness. When we think of this, I want you to think of the people you like to be associated with, positive or thankful, or negative and unthankful. Better get a drink. You know, as Christians, we can lead others through Christ through our continual thankful attitude when they're around others. First of the year, every year at school, I have to have a school story. I speak to the staff. I talk about when we're out in the community, when we're around children, when we're around parents, when we're around others, let's be careful what we say, because we're a representation of the school wherever we go, whether we're in that school or not. Christians, the same way. We're representative, we're a Christian, we profess to be Christians, so when we're out and about, we've got to watch how we act and what we say, because if we become too negative and things don't seem good for us, how are we going to lead others to Christ? If we're positive and thankful for what we have, then we have a better influence over bringing somebody in and leading them to Christ. So we need to be thankful and be positive so we can lead others to Christ. We need to be thankful God has a plan for us in his kingdom. Colossians 1, 12, and 14, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet, be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. By our faith, we enjoy this redemption by the purchase of the atoning blood granted to us for the forgiveness of sins. And this helps dissolve the power, and this dissolves the power Satan has over us through our sins. God has a plan for us in his kingdom, and we need to be thankful for that. Be thankful God has made our reservation. We read in 1 Peter 1, 3, and 4, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Our salvation is grounded in God's mercy on us. God has compassion for us even though we are sinful in nature. We have the hope of life that does not end here on earth but spans through the eternity if we follow God's plan. He has a plan in which we can receive the eternal life through Jesus, and we need to observe and follow that plan. And we need to be thankful that we have that opportunity. We need to be thankful that God sent His Son. 1 John 4:9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. God's love for us was demonstrated by sending Jesus to the cross for us. God allowed Jesus to give His blood so that we can be cleansed from sin. You know, when we're feeling like we're not blessed and we're feeling like the world's against us, visualize a picture of our Savior Jesus hanging on a cross for us. Our sinful nature put Him on the cross, and He died for you and I. And you know, the one thing, you know, we have many blessings, many blessings, many blessings. But if it's hard for you to find anything in your life you feel blessed about, you can read this and feel blessed about this, because Jesus did come for you and I, so we can have forgiveness of our sins and a chance of eternal life. And we did nothing to deserve that. I'm going to close with a poem I found. It's an unknown author. It didn't have it. Be thankful. Be thankful that you do not already have everything you desire. If you did, that what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for difficult times. During those times you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It is easy to be thankful for good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes with those who are thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. You know, when we're kind of feeling down and out, and we don't feel like we're blessed, I've given you several reasons, but look around the building. Just look around. Everyone in here wants what's best for you and wants what's best for you in your Christian life. You need to be thankful for the people in our lives, the church, the Christians, other Christians we have in our families. And above all, be thankful that Jesus gave His life so we can have a chance of eternity if we follow His plan.